This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Inside Twins, Mark Janowski in our network studios. We're going to be joined live here in the studio by Twins manager Rocco Baldelli in a moment. It's a busy week here in Twins territory. Day two of Twins Caravan. Thursday night, Diamond Awards, and then Saturday, Twins Fest, which if you can see behind me here in the windows, they're setting up for in the Champions Club already for that event. Just some notes to get to from the world of baseball. Twins had a very active and satisfying start to the international signing period last week. They were happy with some of the guys they were able to bring in that fold. Some new members to the Baseball Hall of Fame as Ichiro, CC Sabathia, Billy Wagner joined Dave Parker and Dick Allen and will be the class of 2025, and they'll be inducted into Cooperstown in July. Unfortunately, someone who won't be there this year, the legendary Bob Uecker, who we lost, passed away late last week at the age of 90. There was only one Bob Uecker, a six-year career on the field. It's what he did off the diamond, of course, that stands out with everybody. The 54 years calling Milwaukee Brewers games, all the appearances on Johnny Carson, Major League movies, Mr. Belvedere, can't forget the Miller Lite commercials. Only one Bob Uecker. And to summarize Uke, Dan Gladden was conducting a behind-the-batting-cage interview with Bob Uecker in spring training of 2021, and sadly, we had just lost Phil Niekro, who had been a teammate and a friend of Uecker's, and in this very poignant, emotional conversation, Uke pauses to utter the phrase, "I guess I don't mind death, I just don't want to be there when it happens." And I feel like there's Uke in a nutshell. There was only one, there will always only be one. Let's bring Rocco Baldelli in. Rocco, thank you for joining me in studio here today. First and foremost, been in and around the game. Everybody's got something about Bob Uecker to think about.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, it's nice to be back here in Minneapolis. And Uke was someone that even as a child coming up, I knew about. And I think Major League, like for a lot of people who aren't from this part of the country and maybe weren't around Uke all the time, you would watch the film and you'd be like, that guy's amazing. And then you realize, oh, he played. Oh, he's an announcer. Oh, he what an amazing talent. What an amazing personality and an ambassador for the game. And one of the most probably memorable characters for everyone, no matter where you're from.
Yeah. Like I said, he perfected the art of the self-deprecation humor, as far as I'm concerned, but he did it in such an authentic way, and that's who he was across the board, and he's going to be missed. It's a huge loss for baseball, even more so for those who knew him, family and friends. His last time on the mic, unfortunately for him and Brewers fans, Pete Alonso hits a home run in Game 3 of the Wild Card Series, the Mets rally, to end the Brewers season, and Uecker signs off for the last time with the quote, "That one had some sting on it." I feel like we can probably, unfortunately, take that and apply that to your 24 season, especially the way things ended for you. When the season wrapped up, you and Derek, very frank when you said, guys got to own this. We all have to own this. We got to carry this with us for a while. So I'm thinking in terms of you walk into the doctor's office or the hospital and they have that pain chart up on the wall, 1 through 10, where 10 has just the sheer grimace. How long did it take you to get away from the 8, 9, 10 on the pain scale when you think back to 24?
It was a 10. It wasn't an 8, 9, or a 10. But, you know, I get to go home, as we were just talking about before the show, and be around my three babies right now, which helped me get over parts of this season. But, I never want to really lose all of it. I don't want to forget what happened in any way, shape, or form. And I want to use it to motivate myself and our players and everything that we do going forward. Listen, there's always something to be learned. All of the best things in my life that I think I've ever accomplished or been a part of started with some sort of pain and started with some sort of, you know, tragedy in some way, shape, or form. And you learn from it and it makes you stronger and you figure a lot out because you went through those types of things. So I'm going to try to use last season in that manner and head into this spring training motivated with some new thoughts and ideas. And I want our players to also feel that way, too, and use that on their personal journeys to success.
Yeah, well, the players definitely should be feeling some motivation. You wrapped up the year. You said there's very few spots that are firm. There's going to be opportunities to be had, and one coming into 2025. I want to break that down into two different categories. Very few spots that are firm. As you sit here right now, which position on the squad do you wish was on more firm ground today than it is at this moment?
Well, I think that's a good question. And that really kind of opens up the discussion because, you know, I can probably off the top of my head, you know, look at that first base as a spot where we had Carlos Santana there. Mm-hmm. And now we, of course, don't we have players that can move over and play some first base. And Jose Miranda has played first base. I think Eddie Julian has a chance to play some first base in addition to second base. Mickey Gasper, who we actually just acquired for Giovanni Moran, is a guy that can play some first base. But that will be a position that as the rest of the offseason unfolds that we talk about more and that we have to think about when we're in spring training, going through our days, going through our, you know, early work. Who's going to be over there every day, you know, grinding it out and getting their reps in at first base? And those reps in the game are going to be really important because those at-bats, I want them to go to guys that have a real chance to play there during the season for us at the big league levels over here at Target Field. So I think that's one spot on the field that we will definitely be thinking about.
If the recent history has taught us anything, it's that we're just going into the window where front office wise Twins make some moves. So where we're sitting right now with a roster that may not be the roster that you have come spring training or even come at the end of spring training. The second part of that end of the year comment from you, there's going to be opportunities. That can be a good thing. There can be a serious hunger in a lot of different guys that you're going to see something from a spring training that hopefully they can carry then through the whole season.
Yeah. I think there are times when comfort is a good thing for certain players in certain situations. But truthfully, I think it's a very healthy thing for guys to come in needing to earn places on the team. And there are times where comfort is not a good thing. You don't want comfort. You want guys to have to feel like they have to prove themselves. And I think that we have a roster of guys that understand that. Yes, the Buxtons and the Correas and a few guys, I have them penciled in. You know, I know where they're going to be. And it's a little bolder than pencil. You know, you know who you're going to have in certain spots. But for a lot of the club, especially our young players, I want them to come in thinking that, no, I have a lot of work to do, and I have to show the team what I'm capable of.
Rocco Baldelli is our guest in studio here. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. How memories are created, legends are made. Last year on the show, when you were on with Chris Atterbury, you ruined Phil Miller's spring training ritual of asking you every day at spring training who your opening day starter is, because last year on the show, you said it was going to be Pablo. Are you in a position to prognosticate who's going to get the ball and take the hill on opening day here in 25?
It'll be Pablo. But I really like our rotation, and I like the guys that we can put together here and send out there. Listen, Joe Ryan was on his way to having pretty spectacular season when he went down with the injury. He's actually doing very well right now physically. Chatted with him the other day. Our training staff is in regular contact with him. He's in a great spot. Bailey Ober had an excellent season last year, and these are the types of blocks that you really, you know, that's how a rotation comes together. You need guys to do a lot of heavy lifting towards the top, and these are guys that are very capable of doing it. And we have a really, really interesting collection of young arms. And one thing that we have that every team in baseball, you know, really wants to have is a reasonably deep, you can never have too many, but a reasonably deep group of starting pitchers and young starting pitchers. So we have that type of group right now. But I see no reason why we will not see Pablo Lopez out there on opening day.
All right, there we go. Phil, sorry we did it to you again 2 years in a row.
That was for you, Phil. That was for you.
Your bullpen, you have some good building blocks when it comes to your overall pitching staff. Obviously, it helps to have a Griffin Jackson, Duran at the back end, and you're going to have hopefully a healthy Brock Stewart this year. The guy I just want to talk about is a little X factor from the season, Cole Sands. He really came out and gave you guys a very almost unexpected, effective season, and he can become a vital piece to a swingman maybe, or just that other element you need coming out of the pen.
Yeah, you took the name out of my mouth, and you know, as you say, the other names that you mentioned, we have seen them for a little while. We know what they are. Cole made that really a move that we've seen in our game a little bit, but you don't see it often enough to probably, you know, recognize it. We took him from the rotation. He was a career starter, and we pushed him into the bullpen in these shorter roles, shorter stints, and the stuff and the ability for him to focus his stuff for an inning or two really, I mean, it upticked. I mean, he became a different competitor and pitcher, really. So that worked. That's what it's supposed to look like. That's an adjustment and a move that you're hoping to see from a young pitcher. And now we have a guy that we can throw against almost anyone. He was better against righties because he was excellent really overall, but he also competed well against lefties in the bullpen. He's got like a 4 or 5 pitch mix. He throws strikes. He misses a lot of bats. What else do you want from a young guy who's moved into the bullpen? And he can probably do whatever we ask him to do. He's a pretty versatile guy still. He's not pigeonholed into, you know, he's going to throw the eighth inning or he's just going to face. No, you can put this guy out there to win a lot of different types of ball games. So Cole Sands has done a nice job.
You had a fairly healthy year from Buxton. 102 games, only the second time in his career. He's topped the 100 mark, but we're going to take that given his recent stretch of games played. So that's trending in the right direction. And again, being able to pencil number 25 in out there in center field, that takes a load off your plate every day.
He's still an amazing player. He still does the game-changing type of things. You know, early on last year, I think he was still finding his footing, still remembering what it feels like to play every day. But as soon as he found it, he really took off. It just shows you still what he's capable of. And I think he's having a good full offseason. This is the first time in a long time. If everyone can imagine, you know, these long seasons, we play every day for 8 months. And when the season ends, most guys get to go home and train comfortably and get ready for a new season. Well, Buck, for half a decade, has had to go home and have a procedure and have to rehab. It's a very difficult thing for a guy to have to do year after year. This is the first time in a while he's getting a really nice full off season to get his body ready to come into spring training at the beginning of camp, ready to go. It's pretty great.
Yeah, and that is very positive to hear right now, and it's a positive building block for the Twins and your squad as you hit 2025. The show is Inside Twins. That's the manager, Rocco Baldelli. Let's take one quick break, then we're going to be back. We're going to play Card Knack, put the manager on the hot seat. That's coming up next here in your home for Twins baseball.
Vanita loads them up, I send you home. Drive Time with DeRussia, 3 to 6 on CCO.
In the history of Twins baseball, there's one name that means legend, Killebrew. So when you gather together this summer, there's only one old-fashioned root beer that delivers that Hall of Fame taste to thirsty fans everywhere. That's Killebrew. Your family will love Minnesota-made Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a cold, frothy Killebrew root beer at Target Field, then cheer on the fun. Take it from me, Ken Herbeck, Killebrew. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Grammy Award-winning Carly Pearce.
Liar, liar, truck on fire, flames going off of your Goodyear tires.
Live Hummingbird World Tour.
We don't
presented by Conundrum Wines. March 20th, Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at TICasino.com. Don't miss Carly Pearce. New album, Hummingbird, available now.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Welcome back to Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created, legends are made. Mark Janowski in our studio. I am not a legend, but we're going to make some memories right now with Twins manager Rocco Baldelli as we play Cards Knack. Rocco, the way we do it, we put some clues from the back of a baseball card up for you, and we read them. You dissect them. You try to divine who is the player we're chatting about. Are you ready to put on the Swami gear?
Yes and no, but I think we can move forward.
All right, let's reveal the first clue here on card number one. This individual made his major league debut when he pinch hit for Carl Yastrzemski in 1980. Future Hall of Famer Carl Yastrzemski. Next clue. So he was with the Red Sox from 80 into parts of the 89 season, a career-high 24 homers in 84, an all-star in 85 and 86, that 85 game here at the Metrodome. He's behind the dish when Roger Clemens, you're smiling, you know who we're talking about.
No, I don't.
Roger Clemens had the 20 strikeout game in April 29th of 1986. The last one, which may be a giveaway here, he's a native of Worcester, Massachusetts.
Is this Rich Gedman?
It is indeed,
yeah.
Rich Gedman.
Yeah.
And the reason why we pulled a Rich Gedman card, Rocco, is going back and reading a story that someone had done on you a couple years back. You talked about growing up watching the Red Sox. You knew about Clemens and Boggs, but you migrated a little bit more towards the Rich Gedmans and Ellis Burks and some of those other guys on those squads.
I did. And everyone in Boston at those times obviously appreciated the great players and the big names. But, oh yeah, Rich Gedman, I thought he looked like a baseball player. He had this, you know, big ball player head, and I liked catchers and the work that they put. Even when I was a kid, I kind of liked it because he would get dirty. And I liked Marty Barrett. Ellis Burks was one of my favorite players. You know, like, I liked all of these guys. So, all right, we got one.
You nice. Got one for one, and Rich Gedman just hired and promoted in the offseason here the player development hitting advisor now for the Red Sox. So
awesome.
All right, let's go to card number two. We're going to find out that this player was drafted in the sixth round in 2004.
It's Ben Zobrist. It's Ben, and, you know,
you
Ben.
You are correct.
Ben had an amazing career, and yeah, he came over in that trade, you know, not that heralded. He always performed in the minor leagues, but even so, look at that. He led the league in WAR in 2009.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And yes, there have always been players that moved positions and did different things, but I think in the modern game, in the last 15 years, he's probably the name that comes to mind the most.
Yeah.
As being an everyday player who played in a different spot every second or, you know, every couple days. And he's a great guy. He was a great teammate. He did really well. Won some World Series.
Yeah.
Like
MVP of the 16 World Series with the Cubs. All right, last one. I'm predicting already in advance you're going to get this. This player was a Twin from 17 through 20. He was on your 19 Bomba squad. He only contributed 5 home runs to that team record, but he was a native of Venezuela. Twins claimed him off of waivers. Next clue, he managed the game for you to wrap up the regular season in 2019.
I'm pretty sure I have this.
Go
one.
Ahead.
Why don't you give us the last fun fact before I'm?
Well,
we signed him up.
We just brought him back into the organization.
Yeah, we call him AD, and truthfully, it doesn't. I'm not still quite sure how he got the nickname. It's not really his initials, but it's part of his last name,
yeah.
A-Ray Andreanza. And great guy, great teammate, very cerebral player, a guy that didn't play every day but was always very very much following along in the game and knew what was going on. He was watching the game kind of more like a coach even when he was playing. So I think it's a great hire by us for our player development group. I think he's going to offer a lot. And truthfully, I think any guy who's just coming off the field into a front office slash coaching on-field spot, yes, you might have a lot of knowledge, but how do you apply it? How do you actually help players? You're going to learn those things over time. And he's a guy that I think is going to pick this up very quickly. And he's very motivated and he works very hard. So great hire.
Rocco Baldelli, 3 for 3, playing card knack. See, nothing to worry about.
Nothing.
Nothing
at all.
Good job. All right, let's take our last break here on Inside Twins. Come back, some questions from the fans right here in your home for Twins baseball.
Catch me, Chad Hartman, talking about what's happening and having some fun every day, noon to 3 on CCO.
Winnebago Industries is the official outdoor adventure partner of the Minnesota Twins. Because Minnesota is home, and we know it's great to spend time outdoors with family and friends. Visit WinnebagoIND.com to find the right grand design, Newmar, or Winnebago RV that'll help you be great outdoors.
Jim Arricchio and Dan Gladden.
Coordinated Business Systems, managed IT services. Jim, it's good for the customer.
Yep, it's their assurance of high performance, stable, secure network at a budgetable price so the staff can focus on business.
Wow, Jim, better solutions, a better network, a better customer experience. What could be better than that?
Well, let's see, Dan. Maybe this year the Twins will let me.
No, 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 Jim. We're not going down that road.
Learn more at coordinated.com.
Customers first.
Hey, Ken Herbeck here, and summertime in Minnesota means baseball. Weekends up north and family time. This year, enjoy the one and only Kilbrew Old Fashioned Root Beer and Cream Soda. Pick up a six-pack or a case at your neighborhood Festival Foods grocery store. Whether it's ice cream floats for dessert or a caffeine-free, gluten-free refreshment, your kids will absolutely love. Take it from a guy who knows a little bit about legends. You're never too old to relive the fun of sharing your first Kilbrew. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Use Target Field for your next big event. Whether for your wedding, business meeting, community gathering, or school event, let Target Field be your home for whatever is next. To book your visit and for more information, go to targetfieldevents.com.
All right, welcome back. Third and final segment, Inside Twins, brought to you by Killer Brew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made. This is the part of the show where fans get to ask the questions of our guests. In this case today, it's manager Rocco Baldelli. I always get the first one. And Rocco, we're not talking pitching. We're going to talk the pitch because you and I both share a love of soccer. We both share a love of Liverpool. I'm not sure I've ever heard why you've migrated towards Liverpool as a team for you, though.
Well, I didn't have a European soccer club that I followed or that I was really attached to. I kind of followed it more loosely. I have a group of about a half dozen really close friends that all either lived over there or have followed, you know, the EPL for a long time. We were on a group chat. We would talk all day long, and I'd watch all the matches, and I'm like, you know what? I like Jurgen Klopp, and I like, you know, Salah and Mane and all of these guys. I'm like, you know what? I'm grabbing onto this team. It's a good-looking team, and they're fun to watch. They play a, you know, high line. They play They play a fast-paced game, and that's strategic, and it worked out really well for them. Things, you know, are great with their new coach. Slot's done a great job. This is how I enjoy, you know, weekends, and that's my backdrop on the TV as I watch some European soccer.
Yeah, we find ourselves in another similar situation. I also have a group text with a bunch of buddies, and they all have a team, and there's a lot of talk that goes on throughout the course of the EPL year and stuff like that. But Liverpool having a good season so far, but much like baseball, that's a grind. The grind of a soccer season. All right, let's see what the fans would like to know. Here's one from Rocco Herdelli asks you, what skill have you taken from your rookie year, either as a player or manager, that you're still utilizing today?
Ooh, wow. So I would say one thing I learned rookie year, I would say managing. I'll go managing. Rule of thumb for any manager, young or old, is what I was told. Always try to get on the field every day. And you might have 100 things going on. You might have people waiting outside your office to talk, whether it be players, you know, coaching staff, front office. You might have not much going on some days, a ton going on other days. But do everything you can to get outside when the players are going outside. And I'd like to do it even better. I'd like to be out there for literally everything that goes on all the time. You know, you can't be in three places at once, but I love the idea that you go out, you talk, you take a lap, you check in with guys on the field every day, especially when BP is going on, when you get most of your guys out there. So we're going to be hitting a lot more BP this year, too. We actually were in the cage a lot. Over the last couple of years, we had a lot of players who didn't really love being on the field to hit batting practice. But I do think that you gain a team camaraderie. You get a lot of work done together as a group, which I think has some real value. You can base run. You can shag. You can't do those things if you don't actually have 10 hitters out there hitting on the field. So I think we're going to get out there a lot more and see a lot more on-field time before the game.
That change come about in early conversations amongst what you already had, or did that come about after you brought in Matt Borg-Schulte?
Both, because it was my thought first. And then I realized, talking to Borgs, that where he was in Baltimore the last 3 years, that was one of their things. They hit on the field every day as a team, all at the same time. And it sounds crazy, because you would think, like, yeah, Major League Baseball, they should be on the field out there hitting every day as a team. But in our game, things have changed a lot in the last 10 years. Not here, but really league-wide. You see a lot of players getting ready inside, hitting in the cage, not really coming on the field a lot till the game starts. I think we're going to be on the opposite end of that spectrum. I think we're going to see a lot of sunlight and be ready for the game that way.
I like that. Well, it goes back to the new lighting, too, in the clubhouse, too, just trying to acclimate with the lights as we're down here in our cave of the studio. All right, next question. From a Burp Lileman fan account, what have you learned from using lefty-righty matchups in pinch-hitting situations?
Well, I feel like this is a trick question. I feel like regardless of the way you answer this, I'm in trouble. But the truth is this. In 2023, we had a fine year, and we went to the playoffs and had were a game or two away from going to the ALCS. We pinched hit a ton that year. And in my opinion, it's one of the things that thrusted us forward in the second half and allowed us to have a ton of offensive success. Last year, we pinched hit a lot as well. You know, different players, it didn't work as well. It was not as successful last year. And the truth is, you can't expect to be the best pinch hitting team in the league, and you probably should not expect to be the worst producing pinch hitting team in the league. We probably should expect to be somewhere in the middle, but we've had two consecutive years of being on the far ends of the spectrum. I think it's a tool. It's something that we're going to continue to use, and there are times to use it more thoroughly with certain groupings of players, and other times where you probably need to let guys just go out there and play the nine innings and perform. So it's all about balance.
It's certainly a skill set to be a pinch hitter, be able to come into the bench and be ready to go and hopefully contribute. All right, what next is on the minds of our fans? Greta would like to know, did you feel like a Disney princess when that butterfly landed on your nose and hung out for a bit?
Yeah, I think that happened in Baltimore. Did I feel like a Disney princess? Well, in my house right now, I have a 3-year-old daughter who dresses up as a different Disney princess, usually Belle, but a different Disney princess all the time. And she has a lot of stuff that she likes to try to put on all of us. She dresses her brothers up. She definitely dresses her mom up, and on occasion dresses her dad up. And also the butterfly, kind of my daughter loved that as well, because we actually, one of our projects at home, my wife's idea, it was a great idea, was to do the caterpillar, raise the monarchs, and they hatch in the house and then you let them go outside. So that was our kind of fun science project that she was really into. So when she saw that, she was really excited when it happened on the field.
So even if you didn't feel like a princess when that happened, it all ties together. That's it for the mailbag. That's it for taking up your time, Rocco. I know you got a busy day today, and then again, Twins Fest on Saturday, and then all of a sudden, you're down to Fort Myers.
And we're here. We all come to Minneapolis-St. Paul, and then we go home for a week or two, and then it's time to get to work. But it was great to be here with you, Mark, and I appreciate your time as well. And let's go have a good year.
It's the manager, Rocco Baldelli. 24s in the past, 25 onward, upward. Better things for Rocco Baldelli and his squad. I'm Mark Chinelski. This has been Inside Twins. Thanks for listening here in your home for Twins baseball.
You have been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network. In the history of Twins baseball, there's one name that means legend, Killebrew. So when you gather together this summer, there's only one old-fashioned root beer that delivers that Hall of Fame taste to thirsty fans everywhere. That's Killebrew. Your family will love Minnesota-made Killebrew old-fashioned root beer and cream soda. Pick up a cold, frothy Killebrew root beer at Target Field. Then cheer on the fun. Take it from me, Ken Herbeck, Killebrew. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Grammy Award-winning Carly Pierce.
Liar, liar, truck on fire. Flames rolling off of your Goodyear tires.
Live Hummingbird World Tour. Presented by Conundrum Wines. March 20th, Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale now at TIcasino.com. Don't miss Carly Pierce. New album Hummingbird, available now.
With its smart, sustainable water solutions, Pentair delivers cleaner, filtered water while helping reduce plastic bottle use at your home and now at Target Field. Bring your reusable water bottle to the ballpark and fill it up at one of the Pentair water stations located throughout Target Field. Great tasting water, less plastic. It's a home run. Visit Pentair.com/twins to learn more. Pentair, the official smart, sustainable water provider of the Minnesota Twins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.